USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The first day of school is fast approaching, and education officials are concerned as that day draws closer.
We must continue to ask ourselves, what is in the best interest of students and staff as we balance the needs of community health, access to strong educational opportunities, financial stability for families, and critical services to students?
Tennessee Education Commissioner Dr. Penny Schwinn, speaking at a Democratic-led House committee, also acknowledged that they're making decisions based on the ever-changing information. House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says another coronavirus stimulus bill must be smart and targeted.
People need help because people are uninsured. We need liability protection so small businesses can open back up.
McCarthy telling reporters it's important to get it right and saying the government spends what's needed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired and I just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany explained President Trump's well wishes for Jeffrey Epstein confidant Ghislaine Maxwell were meant to show he wants to see justice served in the courtroom. McEnany offering up the explanation Thursday on Fox News as the president was asked about Maxwell during Tuesday's coronavirus press briefing. Cities across the country will soon be hearing that familiar phrase, play ball. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Today is opening day for Major League Baseball. Play finally begins after the coronavirus shut down the sport during spring training last March. Each team is set to play a 60-game schedule. Some other changes are in place as well, including National League games using the designated hitter for the first time ever. The defending World Series champion Washington Nationals will host the New York Yankees to get the season started later today.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Many stores across the country, including Costco and Walmart, are now requiring customers and the workers as well to wear masks that cover their mouth and nose to slow the spread of coronavirus. Dan Sensman is a Minneapolis attorney who works with small business owners and individuals. He says,
as long as businesses are enforcing that in a non-discriminatory manner, as long as they're requiring everyone, they have the right on their premises to say, if you want to shop here, you have to wear a mask. And unfortunately, you know, there's a lot of misunderstanding about what rights we have and who we have them against. That's not something that, you know, the Constitution gives you a right to prevent. You can exercise your right by not shopping at that particular store.
Sensman also telling the NBC affiliate in Minneapolis,
when it's you as, you know, an individual owner or the individual employees of an owner trying to enforce something, it can sometimes be hard. It's a lot easier when you can say, this is a law.
American Airlines is joining rivals including United, Delta Airlines, and Spirit in scaling back their summer plans as travel continues to be slow during the coronavirus pandemic. American did not say how many flights it plans to cut, but told pilots in a memo this week to prepare for schedule adjustments. Southwest plans to keep August capacity in planes at 70 to 80% of 2019 levels. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.